one. I know that somebody might think this is a little bit premature, but the Lord's kind of laid this on my heart, a message I preached years ago. Don't even remember how long ago it was I preached this. And I want to preach it because, my wife and Krista will probably say amen right here. I can guarantee you that Joseph was not a Larimore. I'm going to preach on being patient at Christmas.
Come on. Amen.
So that's proof positive right there. Joseph was not a Larimore. Amen. And the reason that the Lord's leading me this way tonight is because, listen, it's getting into that season.
Amen.
And if we're not careful, we'll lose our patience. And I know I'll preach to myself tonight.
Come on,
Amen.
Amen. We
get upset about little things.
Amen.
And if we ain't careful, we can really mess up a good thing.
Yep. That's right.
Because we're impatient.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But Matthew chapter 1, look at verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, he was patient. Think about that now.
Amen.
While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for thou which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for your blessings, for the reading of your word. God, for what you've already done today. Lord, and help us right now, God, tonight. God, as we just expound on this just a little while, speak to hearts, touch our hearts and our minds. God, over the next few weeks, God, just give us what we need. God, give us what we need. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to notice that the Bible says in verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son. Now listen, and thou, you. The angel said, you're the one. You're going to name him. You're the one. He put that call on his life right there. But because he was patient, the Bible talks about the angel coming to Mary, and the Bible can you imagine the conversation when Mary come to Joseph and said, I got something I need to tell you. You ain't going to believe this. David kind of brought this up in Sunday school a little bit. Can you imagine? Well, just imagine when you were engaged. If your wife, your fiance would have come and said, hey, I'm going to have a baby. And you knew it wasn't yours. What would be the first thing that went through your mind? The Bible says while he thought on these things, while he contemplated all this that was going on, he was thinking about putting her away. The Bible says he was a just man. He didn't want to bring any shame on her. He was thinking about just having a private ceremony and divorcing her, because back then to separate them, they would have to have a written bill of divorcement. He was thinking about all those things. And you know, I no doubt I thought about it as he was studying on this. You know, maybe he's thinking, we ain't heard from God in 400 years, and now you think you're going to hear from God. But he was patient. He didn't jump the gun. Verse 20 says, while he thought on these things, he was. Somebody said, patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Found seldom in a woman and never in a man. Now I need to read that again. I'm going to read that one more time. All y'all guys, listen up real good. Patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Found seldom in a woman and never in a man. Amen. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of y'all ladies ain't got much patience either. I've seen how you acted before. Amen. Being patient at Christmas. Chucky got it. But because he was patient. Now listen, because he was patient, he didn't do something that he would regret. I'm just going to go ahead and excuse myself right there. Because I'm just going to be honest with you. There have been times in my life that I've done some stupid stuff. And I'm not talking about sin. I'm talking about just because I was impatient. I've said things I shouldn't have said. I've done things I shouldn't have done. Somebody don't shout me down when I'm preaching real good. But because he was patient, he didn't do something that he would soon regret. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Romans chapter 12, verse 12 says this, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. That ain't me. I wish I could say it was, but that ain't me. I guess I probably got it from my daddy. My daddy's the same way, amen. But he that is slow to wrath is of greater understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. James chapter 1, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Somebody said one time, patience is a necessity ingredient of a genius. I just mentioned this the other day when I was preaching. I think it was Albert Einstein. He was trying to invent the battery. He had 10,000 failed attempts. But he kept on going. I'd have thrown that thing in the woods. Amen. Somebody else would have had to invent the battery. Amen. But because he was patient, he didn't do something that he was going to regret. Now listen, everybody, as many people's in this building right now and watching online, I'm just telling you, in just a few days or a few weeks, we're going to be faced with this.
Amen.
Your wife's going to say something.
Come on.
You know what gets us in trouble? Is when your wife says, hey, I got a project.
Amen.
Amen. I told my wife the other day, just a few weeks ago, before she got into Christmas spirit, before she got all happy and Christmassy and everything, I think I'm just going to put up one tree. I'm sitting there thinking, nope, that ain't going to happen. My house looks like it throwed up right now. It took us 2 or 3 hours to get everything out of the ceiling. But you know what? I've done a lot better this year, Tony. I was patient. I didn't do nothing stupid. I didn't say nothing stupid. Like Tony said, so far. But I'm just telling you, folks, Brother Terry, it's going to hit. And there's going to be times that I'm going to have to bite my tongue. There's going to be times that she's going to have to bite her tongue.
Amen.
Don't do something you're going to regret.
Right.
Let me go ahead. Let me say this, folks. There's people that's wound up in divorce.
Amen.
Because they wasn't patient.
Right.
And they said something or did something they will soon regret. Amen. Because he was patient, he didn't say something he was going to regret. Because he was patient, he heard from God. Think about that. because he was patient. Verse 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Joseph, I thought about it as I was studying. Joseph of the coat of many colors, he was patient. He didn't just quit. He didn't just give up on God. We know the story. He had a dream. He told his family about the dream. They laughed at him. They mocked at him. They threw him in a pit, and they put him in prison, but he kept serving God. He went to Potiphar's house, and he kept serving God. They put him in prison again, and he kept serving God. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. He didn't throw his hands up and say, well, this ain't for me.
Amen.
Like I heard a preacher the other day, he wound up being vice Pharaoh in Egypt because he was patient. He was a dreamer. And he was patient. Little David was patient. I forget how, I know David's covered it, and I should know this right off the top of my head. Many times I heard David say this. I don't know how long it was before the first anointing until he was crowned king. Think about that. He was patient. We don't, just because you don't hear from God right now, just because you might be going through something right now, she sang the song. I mean, hey, God has made this trial a blessing. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't let that even come to your mind. He did not quit on God. He did not give up on God. And because he was patient, he heard from God. I don't know how many times, you know, when you think about things, I don't know how many times over the years, if we ain't careful, we come to church and, let's just be honest, we don't always feel saved. We don't always, we don't come in and the power of God just fall all the time. I mean, it has over the last several weeks. I mean, and praise God for that. But guess what? What are we going to do, Jackie, if we come in next Sunday and it's one of them dry services? It don't mean you ain't saved. It don't mean that God still ain't working. It don't mean that God still ain't moving. It just means that sometimes that's life. Sometimes that's what happens. And what we do, we don't quit. We don't give up on God. And when you're patient and you're waiting on God, he shows up. Amen.
Amen.
Because he was patient, he was allowed to do a work for God. Think about that. Can you imagine God having enough confidence in you to say, I want you to raise my son? Think about that for a minute. Because Joseph was patient, he was allowed to do a great work for God. Imagine, now just imagine how things would have been had he not been patient. Let me go ahead and tell you something. If you ain't willing to do it, God's got somebody that is. Amen. If God puts a call on your life and you say, I don't want to do that, I'm not going to do that, guess what? God's got somebody that he'll put that call on, and God's got somebody that he'll use to work it. Amen. 25 years ago, when this church voted me in as pastor, if I'd have said, no, I just don't think that's where God wants me, and I'd have turned it down, guess what? God had somebody to step in and do the work that God was calling somebody to do. I wonder what kind of patience John had, the disciple. I wonder what kind of patience the disciples had. I got thinking about it over the years. As I was studying this, some great people down through the years had some patience. Listen to this right now. Hank Aaron was 40 years old when he hit number 715. Y'all hear that? Hank Aaron was 40 years old when he hit number 715. Nolan Ryan was 43 years old when he pitched his sixth no-hitter. At 44 years old, George Washington crossed the Delaware and captured Trenton, New Jersey. At 52, Sir Francis Chester sailed around the world. At 59, Satchel Paige was the oldest baseball player. At 70, Cornelius Vanderbilt began buying railroads. Colonel Holland Sanders started KFC when he was 65. Laura Ingalls Wilder started writing when she was 65. Julia Childs started her first TV show when she was 51. Dinah Nyan was the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage, and she was 64.
Amen.
What happens when we don't quit? What happens when we don't give up? God will allow you to do a great work. Now listen, I'm going to say something, and I hope you understand what I'm getting ready to say. Okay? I can't tell you how many years, and Brother Tony's been in church all his life, Brother Robert, David. How many times over the years that preachers don't get their way and throw their hands up and say, I'm done. And cancels the work that God has for them to do. I got a great preacher friend of mine. If I called his name, you would know him. A godly man. But it's almost like, Brother Stephen, it's almost like he looked at pastoring as a job. Pastoring a church ain't a job. That's a calling. And when things just didn't go the way he thought they ought to go, Mr. Geraldine, well, I'll just go to another church. I'll go to another church. I'll never forget when I first moved up here. We were in that small church, small building up there. Everybody would talk to me, South Avenue was still fresh in their mind. Canaan was still fresh in their mind. And Brother Robert even said this before. Brother Robert's told me this before. They felt like people would come to South Avenue and use South Avenue to go to a bigger church. And I finally just told them one day, I did not come to Liberty Free Will Baptist Church to use this as a stepping stone to go to a bigger church. I come to Liberty Free Will Baptist Church to make Liberty Free Will Baptist Church the bigger church. And it took patience. It took godly patience, not only from the pastor and the pastor's wife, but from the church putting up with some kind of nut like me. Somebody say amen right there. So when you're patient, God will allow you to do a great work when you're patient. Because he was patient, Jesus got to come home with Joseph. Oh, my Lord. Think about that for a minute. Because he was patient, Jesus would have got to come home. Now just think, like I said a while ago, think about how the story would have been had it been different. The Bible already said Jesus is going to be raised in Nazareth. Joseph, that's where he lived. Imagine if Joseph would have said, nope, I don't want nothing to do with that. And 33 years later, or 30 years later, Jesus starts his earthly ministry. Wow. Look what God did. Because he was patient, Jesus went to his house. Let me just stop right there. How patient has God been with you? How patient has God been with us? I mean, I think David said something about it this morning about, multiple times how God had called him. And I can't tell you how many times God dealt with me over the years. How patient has God been with us since we got saved, Kevin? How patient has God been with you since you got saved? Think about that. I'm glad God didn't just throw up his hand and say, well, I'm tired of dealing with Gavin. I'm glad God didn't just throw up his hand and say, well, that Sarge paid. I'm not going to deal with him no more. Aren't you glad God didn't quit on you? Aren't you glad God had patience with you? And listen, we cannot even compare ourselves to God. I'm just glad that I had enough patience one day to allow Jesus to come into my life. I had enough patience. I had enough patience one day. And I've told y'all this. I'll go ahead and tell you again. I went to church because of hurt. Amen. I'm just being honest with you. I couldn't have told you who the preacher was. I couldn't have told you who the deacons was. All I was doing, I was going to church to be with her. And God got a hold of me. Had it not been for her, I wouldn't be here today. Thank God for patience that she had with me. Amen. See, patience is something, listen, we might not want to pray for it, but every last one of us need it.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. We might not want to pray for it because we know, we say, well, you know, don't pray for patience. You know what the Bible says about patience? Every time you say, Lord, you know what I need? What if he comes down and said, uh-huh, and I'm going to give it to you too.
Big smack upside the head.
Listen, folks. We're getting into that part of the year. And let's just be honest. If we ain't careful, sometimes, let's just be honest, sometimes we get stretched a little thin financially because we're trying to do and we want to do and we're trying to help. And we get stretched a little thin, and what that does, that starts building it. You get stretched a little thin with your patients at home, and you know how it is on your job. And a lot of times, if we ain't careful what we do, everything else compiles at home. The place where you're supposed to be at your greatest ease is the place where the devil's going to jump on you the hardest.
Amen.
I told you I had a friend of mine. Juan, y'all come up. Y'all, the musicians, y'all come on up, Brother Robert. Had a friend of mine, godly man. He was there when I got married. If you would talk to him, I always thought he stuttered. I might have told this just a few weeks ago. I always thought he stuttered. But if you talked to him, Kevin, he would go, if you asked him a question, he said, well, I finally figured out what he was doing. He was thinking about what he was going to say. I can't tell you how many times, Brother Tony, that I've let my mouth kick in gear.
Come on.
Before my brain did.
Come on.
Now, I know y'all don't have that problem. Maybe it's just me and Blake. He's mine, so I'll pick on him. Patience. Patience when we talk. I wish over the years I'd have been a lot more patient with my children. I wish over the years I'd been a lot more patient with my grandkids. Listen. I got one sitting right there. She's a grown woman now. And I wish I'd have been a lot more patient with her. Spent more time with her. Because you won't ever get it back. Especially this time of year. Let's be more patient. Let's be more Christ-like. If nothing else, make up your mind this year, I'm going to be more Christ-like. I'm going to be more Christ-like with my kids. I'm going to be more Christ-like with my wife, my husband. I'm going to be more Christ-like with those on my job. And just watch and see how much better it'll be. Lord, we